the second portion of my career is it was just as an employed physician and feeling incredibly disenfranchised that as I got better and better and asked for a little bit more money, I was eminently more replaceable with a guy that was fresh out of residency. That there wasn't anything to be gained, there wasn't anything to manage or do besides see patients as an employed physician. And it took until I came to Athena to realize the level of national disenfranchisement that the physician community has. And I live with this bizarre cognitive dissonance that, after 12 years in academic medicine in an inner city hospital and another 4 years with a faith-based health system, both incredibly well-managed, mission-driven places, that I find myself happiest in my career working for a Republican who manages this Fortune 5,000 company now, because of the things like corporate culture and things like that. So there's this bizarre disenfranchisement of the guild of medicine that's happening around me, and I think we might be one of the only credible alternatives to just selling your practice to the hospital and sliding to retirement in misery. And we love our independent physicians, and we're stalwart agents, and there's a sort of we are agents of those independent physicians. We are agents of all those large health systems that are trying to make their delis into Whole Foods as well. And so very, very focused on kind of the physician experience. So this collision of EHR and the demise of medicine is actually a sweet spot for us because we're more usable than other EHRs. We're more invested in our clients' success than our competitors are. And because we fundamentally believe and wish that they would all have stayed independent and happy journeymen instead of this sort of come-in thing. So we have to be careful because more than half our revenue comes from companies that employ physicians. But I think all of those guys would argue that what they're trying to do is create an environment that physicians want to work in. None of them would ever admit that that wasn't the case. So I think we're pretty good about thinking about physician re-enfranchise. And that's a personal story for me. It really is. I just left the breakfast with the psychiatrist for all the doctors in Massachusetts who are troubled. And he considers there to be an occupational health crisis in medicine right now. And I actually think we're part of the solution. So there's a story in there that's very personal.